Warehouse 21 presents Theater of Emergency, a verbatim reader's theater drama based on the writings of Santa Fe High School speech and debate students in 2023.
Audio editing by Alex Gonzalez Medina, Ellie Karshmer, and Lisa Goldman. Producer Anna G. E. Reinhardt.
Funded by an award from the New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts.
Post-production by Renaissance Man, Greg Malone.
Our fourth episode looks at the disparity between funding high school athletics versus the performing arts, and the importance of the performing arts.
It seems like since time immemorial, sports has been the top tier loyalty for Americans, and that's a big part of what the United States is known for. You know, sports culture, as well as baseball, basketball, hockey, tennis, and so many other sports. Then you have the performing arts. The arts are seen more as somewhat boring thing that you go to if you have money and nothing interesting happens. Like, no one gets tackled. Instead, they twirl around on stage or they play a giant brass instrument. American culture stereotypes the arts, this idea that basically old money people show up to these things and no one else. Arts is for arty-farty old people with lots of cash. Americans think that sports are more fun and more accessible. They believe that playing sports is probably affordable too, and you could get as much alcohol as you want. Ooh, it certainly is more fun, right? Football has always been a sort of distraction for the masses because it has violence and beer, two of America's favorite things. I believe one big problem we have in our culture, and certainly at high schools, is funding for anything other than sports. Football games get sold out so quickly, as well as boys, not girls, baseball games, because our school spends money on new, enormous fields. Just a few months ago, the SFPS finished redesigning Santa Fe High School's baseball field. That's fine, but here's the issue. There is nothing new for the performing arts. We don't have a big auditorium for theater productions, concerts, or dance performances. Why is this? The band program has to have our performances in our band room, which can get cramped with all the band kids, their parents, their friends, even random people. More students will join band, orchestra, and choir, and of course nobody wants to come to concerts if you have to literally squeeze into a band room just to watch your kid play. It would be nice to have a big auditorium to perform so that everyone could sit comfortably while enjoying the performance. But instead of utilizing funding for performing arts spaces, the district spends money on school sports venues. You know, AstroTurf. This is affecting how the future performing arts kids will see if they actually want to be in performing arts. Nobody wants to be in something that isn't even supported or acknowledge. They'll probably think, why would I want to be in this if all they care about is the football team losing every time? A quick fix for this problem could just be giving the performing arts a bit of money. We could definitely use the money to make money for the school. Not only for the school, but for our trips, staff, and obviously the instruments. We need to better educate our society about the importance of all the arts and not just worship the Super Bowl. We need to think about artists as heroes, just like we think the millionaire football players. Finally, we must fund the performing arts like we fund the sports teams. America needs to better appreciate the performing arts. We performers aren't here to scare you. We're here to entertain you!